Oh, well, why not? He said at last. But I can tell you now, you won't get much joy from your relations.
What's that supposed to mean? Asked Sorrel. Berber-chan shrugged his shoulders and crossed his forearms over his chest.
It means they're turned into pathetic, sniveling, cowardly weaklings. It's been more than 50 winters since I was there, but that's how it was when I last saw them.
He bent down towards Sorrel.
Imagine that! They don't leave their cave anymore, not even by night. When I last saw them, they were limp as withered leaves for want of moonlight. Their eyes were cloudy as puddles because of the darkness. Their wings are dusty for lack of use, and they have fat bellies from eating lichen, instead of drinking moonlight. Yes, yes, you may well look shocked.
Berber-chan nodded.
It's very sad to see what's become of the dragons.
The brownie leaned forward and lowered his voice.
Do you know who they're hiding from? Not from human beings, no. They're hiding from the golden dragon. They've been hiding ever since the night he came up out of the sea to hunt them.
We know that story, said Ben, stepping up beside Fire Drake. But where are they hiding? In a cave, you said?
Berber-chan turned to him in surprise.
What sort of creature are you? White as a milk cap and in the company of a dragon. Don't tell me you rode here on his back.
Yes, indeed he did, replied Fire Drake, nuzzling Ben. Berber-chan whistled through his teeth.
See, you're the dragon rider! It was you who broke the moonstone and summoned me?
Ben nodded. The llama said something in a quiet voice.
Yeah, I know.
Berber-chan scratched his head.
That old story. Silver will be worth more than gold when the dragon rider returns.
The brownie narrowed his slanting eyes and looked Ben up and down.
Yes, the dragons are hiding in a cave, he said slowly. A wonderful cave deep within the mountain range known as the Rim of Heaven. We dug that cave for them. We did. The Dubadai, the brownies of these mountains.
But we never meant for them to bury themselves alive in it. When they hid there after the golden dragon had hunted them, we withdrew our friendship and came back here. As we left, we told them there was only one way to make up the quarrel. We would return to them on the day they summoned us with the moonstone to help them overcome the golden dragon.
He looked at Fire Drake.
I will take you to them, but I will not stay, for they still haven't summoned us.
The golden dragon is dead, replied Fire Drake. Dead and buried in the sand of a distant desert. They needn't hide anymore.
No, he isn't dead,
cried Guinevere.
Everyone turned to look at her. Berber-chan pricked up his furry ears.
Now, you've no proof of that, Guinevere, said Barnabas Greenbloom.
I tell you, I saw him.
Guinevere stuck out her chin obstinately.
With my own eyes, I didn't imagine a single scale of him, and I don't care what you all say, I didn't dream up the dwarf perched on his head either. The golden dragon is not buried in the sand. He followed us along the river, and I bet you my collection of fairy shoes he's somewhere very close, waiting to see what we do next.
Interesting, said Berber-chan.
With one bound, he jumped down from his hole in the rock and landed on the stone dragon's head.
Listen, he said, raising all four paws. I will take you to the Rim of Heaven. It's closer than you may think. We have only to fly over this mountain, he continued, tapping the rock. And then ahead of you, just where the sun rises, you will see a chain of mountains as beautiful as white field mushrooms in the moon dew. The dragons are hiding in the valley beyond those mountains. You wouldn't spot the entrance to their cave even if your nose was right up against it. Only the dragons and the Dubadai know where it is, but I will show you.
What the? Ooh! All of a sudden, I have a very strange itch in my fur. The kind of itch I get only when some great deed lies ahead. Something adventurous and exciting.
Right, we'll set off as soon as the sun sets.
Then he leaped into the nearest hole in the rock and was gone.